Welcome to the Sussex County Council meeting of February 14th, 2017. All you ladies in the room, happy Valentine's Day.
And men.
You take care of that part.
Mike Vincent's a smooth one.
First thing, approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. One amendment today, we can strike executive session land acquisition as well as possible action on executive session items.
And a motion to approve the agenda is amended. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, motion carried. We have the minutes of February the 7th. Any questions, corrections? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Public comments, Mr. Guy. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I guess everybody's busy reading. Well, I'll tell you what, last Thursday night, you had a planning and zoning meeting. It was one of the worst recordings I've ever heard. There was so much static for two, pretty near 3 hours of static. I want to know why you guys don't have somebody here that checks on that stuff right from the word go and gets it correctly done, because I wasn't listening, but I had a phone call about it. I listened to it Friday and Saturday both, because there was a couple of important items in there that I wanted to know what they had to say. And your man, Hans, the engineer, was the one I really wanted to listen to. And there's some words in there you cannot make out what he said. And I'm going to tell you what, it ought to be mandatory that you guys waste your 3-4 hours and sit down and listen to this piece of garbage. Get your thingalings and get them to do their job. Or else fire them. Period.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day. Chris Pollinger.
Good morning. Chris Pollinger, 30167 Regatta Bay Boulevard, Heron Bay. First, I'd like to put a shout out to Hack Jones, who happens to be in Florida for the month. And we're here today trying to bring some of this to you people, okay? As you all know, we've been here numerous times about issues we have in Heron Bay, okay? We're on the agenda today for a Heron Bay LLC memorandum of understanding between, I guess, the county and Lewis III, Capano, okay? We just got a copy of this morning, so we did read it over with Hans. Although we're skeptical, I guess is the best word, that this stuff is going to get done, we have the backing of Mr. Lawson and Hans that this work is going to get done. We've been arguing with this, or having all these problems with this builder for like 9 years. And we reached out to Mr. Arlette. He came out and spent a couple hours with us. He wasn't even our council person. Mr. Burton, we came here the last time when he got sworn in. We were happy to see him. At least we're going to have somebody that's going to come out and talk to us. As Mr. Arlette told us, as Mr. Lawson told us, we're not probably always going to be right, but at least they can tell us direction to go, et cetera, et cetera. We've been very happy with the county when we come here and talk. Okay, we just have to make sure that this builder, and I guess the other builders, you probably saw on the Cape Gazette last week, there was an article about swales, gratings, and all that stuff. Really didn't mention Heron Bay, but the pictures were all about Heron Bay, and we've actually invited you all out for coffee. So, I mean, there's things, we're here for Heron Bay first, Sussex County, and then the state. Okay, we're just not here for Heron Bay. We're here for everybody. And I know there's issues that take time, et cetera, but when Louis Capano tells you that they're not doing anything, or I should say his people below him, where they take county drawings that we've given to some of his vice presidents, and they just throw them down on the desk and they say that isn't a legitimate plan, building plan or whatever. I mean, this is how these people talk to us. And I know Mr. Lawson has had personal conversations with Louis III. I know Hans has had meetings set up. Sometimes they don't show when Hans has his meetings, or they send somebody called Todd Moyer, who is just the person in the development that works for LC Homes. They send him instead of the bigger people coming. And although I have questions on this, I think it's going to be good. Hans has done a great job. I mean, he can't fix things that happened way back when, but he's trying to improve these things. And as long as you're trying to follow what he's doing, the whole county should be a better place, and we shouldn't be coming here. I mean, Mr. Arlette came out, and we asked him, we said, are we wrong with anything that we do or say? No, even as Todd Moyer from LC Homes, when we talked to him, he says, whenever you guys come in here, talk to me, you have all the facts that are right. I can't question any of the things. The things you guys are telling us are right. So it's really difficult, and I'm hoping that the county is able to stay on this person, because he has seven other developments that are probably in each one of yours, council districts, whatever you call them, that have had issues too. So I know I'm over my time. You know, you always give me a little bit extra time when I speak. But, you know, these are things that should be pretty basic. We've been waiting for our amenities for almost 10 years. And now with this thing here, it sounds like Hans is going to be playing tennis with us in September. Well, maybe not tennis, right? Maybe bocce or something, so we don't have to go.
He's pickleball.
Pickleball? Do we have to have pickles for that? Because I have no clue what that is, okay? But anyway, the bottom line is we have the support from the county. These people call us back. Mr. Arlette calls us back. I mean, at night. I mean, Mr. Burton has reached out and talked to us. I mean, this is countywide. This just isn't Heron Bay. But why does it take so long for us to have to go through this? And we're hoping that Capano signs this thing. So, you know, we can only hope. We sound like we got the support. You know, we never say anything bad. The only thing bad we say is if the inspectors are supposed to come out, they should be inspecting this stuff. And how long does it take? We just had, Hans had to have them cut six driveways because the pipes weren't put in right. Now, these people spent $300,000 to buy a house. They make settlement. And then 3 weeks later, Hans tells LC Homes they got to cut these driveways. So now the person has two more seams in their driveway that they shouldn't have. And this is after the permits were pulled September 25th, 2014. They've gotten 16 permits since that date. And it takes them forever to do any work. And we don't know why. Some people say they don't pay their bills, but we don't know. But, you know, they're, from what I'm hearing from this thing here, Hans, I think I'm right, they have to put down somebody that is going to be inspecting these pipes when they put them in so they don't have to come back and do it again. I mean, that person should get a whole new driveway if there's been an issue. It shouldn't even be a question. The county should be going after them to get a whole new driveway. So the only thing I can hope that this is all going on, hopefully, like Mr. Arlette knows, I said before, I'd like to come here and thank you. I'd like to come here and tell you when I think things are questionable and when things are wrong. And he says, always come back and tell us the good things, Chris. But, you know, we're going to hold everybody to this. That's the county and Louis Capano III. So thank you for the extra time, Mr. President. And once again, always come out to Heron Bay. You know, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. Couple items to cover today. The first item on the agenda is the public interview for Planning and Zoning Commission nominee Kimberly Hoy Stevenson. I believe Ms. Stevenson is with us today. I would like to invite her up to the podium to start the interview process. Mr. President, I've got information at your seats regarding the nominee questions that we provided, as well as her responses. What I'll do today, per the rules of procedure, is go over these nominee questions and then ask Ms. Stevenson to reply at the end of the interview process. If the council has additional questions or even during, feel free to interject. And if you so choose, I do have a motion for your consideration at the end of the process. So,
thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, Ms. Stevenson, are you ready?
Yes, so.
All right. These are the same questions that I provided you, and you have already provided a response, so I will just go over them now. Question number one, please provide a narrative of your background and why you want to serve as an appointed member of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I think the biggest thing you need to know is that I was on the Milford Planning Commission, where I was the vice chair for 3 years. So I have some background in planning. We went through a comprehensive plan, the comprehensive plan process at that time. So I have some background in that. And you know, my first job was covering county council 30 years ago. So I'm actually used to answering, asking questions.
How many years ago?
It was a few.
A couple. Oh, okay. No, no, I thought I heard you actually. I thought you said a number, but you did not say a number.
That's
you
right.
Said, okay.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway. But because of that, I've also taken courses to learn more about the planning process. And why would I want to do it? Well, because I have that background. I live here in Sussex. I'm from Sussex. And you get to a point in your life where you want to try to be part of the solution, not just one of the people complaining in the background.
Okay.
You
touched on this, but I'll ask it anyway. Have you ever served on any boards or commissions that have decision-making authority? If yes, please describe your experience in serving.
Well, obviously, yes. I mean, I was on the Milford Planning Commission where I was vice chair. I've been on a number of boards. Sometimes I think my full-time job is nonprofits, so where I've been chair of Read Aloud, and it's amazing how you go. Your mind goes blank when you're up here in front of people with a microphone. But
that's fine.
Okay. As soon as Ron is done. One of the statutory requirements of the Planning and Zoning Commissioners is that they be persons having knowledge and experience to pass upon planning and zoning problems in connection with urban and rural development. Please describe your knowledge and experience in planning and zoning within Sussex County.
Okay. I believe I've mentioned that I was on the Planning Commission in Milford. But one of the we did a lot of work in Milford to educate ourselves more on planning opportunities. So, I worked with Connie Holland with what the state was looking for in planning and how health, safety, and welfare could all be combined to make plans follow the rules and do well. I also have a certification in urban planning that was a course that we took as part of the Planning Commission.
Okay, thank you. Please provide your views on the role the Planning and Zoning Commission has or should have in the decision-making process of land use in the county.
Well, again, I understand we're an advisory council, so I hope that I can be part of any decisions that are being made, that I can make suggestions, that I could be part of the plan. But in the end, I understand that it is not my role to make the final decision. That's why you guys are here.
Okay, thank you. You referenced this as well. Sussex County is preparing to update and develop its new comprehensive land use plan, the comp plan. Please describe your familiarity with the county's comp plan. Please provide your thoughts as to what should or should not be included in the new comp plan.
Did I answer that already? Yes, I was part of the Planning Commission and worked on the comprehensive plan for Milford. So I understand the process that goes through. And through that, we had to also work with the county so that all the plans, I was in Milford, so it was part Kent, part Sussex, so that everything ties together, that you can look at not just one part of something, but all parts and how they work together, which is how I think this has to be included. So roads, sewer, infrastructure, which Mr. Burton and I had a discussion about what infrastructure actually means. Maybe we need to work on that, just in that what, so that everybody has the same definition. But that all things are considered in development, in all from industrial to residential and agricultural. I'm a local girl. I've been, I'm the fourth generation Hoey in Sussex County, so I've seen changes over my number of years.
Okay. Next question. The Planning and Zoning Commission meets on Thursdays every other week, with the regular meeting starting at 6 p.m. In addition, occasional special meetings are held starting at 3 p.m. when necessary. Are you able to fulfill this requirement and attend the necessary meetings?
Yes, certainly.
Thank you. As an appointed official on the commission, the potential for a conflict of interest with an application is always present. Do you have any known or anticipated conflicts of interest that may present themselves as a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission that would affect your ability to serve?
None that I know of.
Okay, thank you. Mr. President, that concludes the questions that I have prepared for today's interview.
Any questions of council?
I do. I would... First off, congratulations for being nominated.
Thank
I think
you.
It's an honor, and I think it is a very large responsibility, I would say, in this county to be a planning and zoning commissioner, especially with the land use plan coming up. But on your resume, first thing is that you're a communications director. I know some people, I've reached out, a couple people have had some thoughts. Do you perceive any conflicts of interest with that role with the Senate?
Because I work with the Senate?
Yeah, with your role as planning and zoning, because sometimes the interest of the county, perhaps planning and zoning, could be very different from that of the Senate. So would you see any potential conflicts of interest, and how would you handle that if there was one?
I don't see any upcoming based on what I've done with the Senate so far. Mostly I put together their newsletters and press releases.
Okay.
If there were, I would certainly make that known, and I guess if in the end I would have to recuse myself if there was a big problem. But I'm pretty transparent, so I would assume everybody would know where I was and what I was doing.
Okay. No, I sometimes people need to hear that from you, even though we all perceive that to be the truth. But I think it needs to come from you, so I appreciate you for sharing. So I think, and then beyond that, I think you've got an outstanding resume here, and I think you would certainly have my support, and we appreciate you for being here today.
Thank you.
More questions of council?
Yeah.
Mr. Cole.
I remember her when she was a reporter, right? Wasn't it? What was the newspaper?
I was here for the Delaware State News.
Delaware State? I even think you interviewed me.
I did. You were one of my first stories.
See, I think. Might be one of your last.
Still a story.
It's still
I'm still making. No, I'm still
you're
making up.
Together,
I'm still making up stories. Are you kidding me?
You can't do that.
Anyway, over the years, I've taken certain positions and tried to be constant with stable with my point of view and stuff. So, the current plan and versus the new plan that we're moving to. I mean, I see there's problems. I even think we all discussed the other day that we feel that there's some weaknesses in our current plan. So I'm kind of asking, and do you have any kind of vision? Like you said, you're a fourth generation Sussex Countyan. I think it's important that, the roots are important. I think the vision of where you see your county going and how it should look like. I got problems. I've been around a long time, and I change does bother me sometimes, but then you got to accept some of it. So, and also maybe touch on the difficulty in dealing with a coastal area and a western area, which are, sometimes have two different needs
certainly
and visions. Yes. Even there. So, I've sat in many a course about smart growth and all this other crap, and I just thought it was a lot of political correctness in a textbook. Talking about some place that looked good on paper, but when you really put it into reality and to try to make it work, especially in an area like a county like ours with coastal tourism emphasis plus the agriculture and everything else. So just touch on the current plan, the other thing, a vision maybe, if you see any problems, if you are you going in this, do you think you might be able to help and just a difficulty in dealing with a east and a west of the county?
Well, I mean, yes, I've seen that over the course of my life. The When I was a kid, we would drive from my house in Milford to Rehoboth, and it was nothing, 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 Midway Theater, nothing, 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 the beach. So things have changed a lot there. And some of that probably could have used a little more vision as far as planning so that things were more interconnected to, could have stopped some of the gridlock that we see down there now. So in moving forward, I would like to see some thought, you know, more thought put in, which I'm sure everyone is doing, so that that type of situation, should it arise anywhere else in the county, is considered. So I've told Mr. Burton when he talked to me about this, I said, I'm probably going to tick you off because I'm somewhere in between a staunch property rights person and an environmentalist. So those will...
It's all, and you talked about definitions a little ago, definitions. The definition of property rights is different with different people you talk to. So hopefully when we go into this land use plan, I'm going to get the council here to all of us agree on some definition on some of these key terms like infrastructure or property rights. What are, when we talk about property rights, we ought to be all talking about the same thing, not Mr. Wilson's vision or version and George Cole's version or Rob Arlett's version in IG. So in other words, we need to put some of these definitions and get them right. I agree with it.
I would agree that I'm also a rule of law person, that if you have the rules, that's where you need to look. And it should be clear.
It was a good interview you did 30 years ago, too.
Any more questions of council? Hearing none, Mr. Lawson, you can have a seat. That's fine. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Do you have a motion, sir?
Yes, sir. I have a motion here for your consideration. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the appointment of Ms. Kim Hoy Stevenson to the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission effective February 14, 2017, for the balance of this seat's current term until June 30, 2017.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Absolutely yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Thank you, and best wishes.
Mr. President, is this the first female we've ever had on Planning and Zoning Commission?
I have no idea, sir.
It is not. We've actually looked in our previous terms, and I don't know the names off the top of my head, but we did have previously a female serve.
Okay. Very good. Congratulations.
The first one to be appointed on Valentine's Day, probably. I don't know.
There you go. That's probably a true statement.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. Thank you and congratulations, Mr. Stevenson, and welcome. Moving on to the County Administrator's Report for February 14, 2017, one item. I'm pleased to announce that Sussex County Council has received the 2016 Occupational Excellence Achievement Award, which is presented by the National Safety Council. The award recognizes organizations with injury and illness records better than or equal to 50% of the Bureau of Labor Statistics for the county's specific industry classification code. The National Safety Council measures both total recordable case rates and total lost workday incident rates for this award. I would like to commend our staff, including the county's safety manager, Mr. Ron Verasco, and Human Resources Director, Ms. Karen Brewington, and their staff, including Ms. Kim Beecham, who worked diligently on the county's OSHA records and claims management to reduce the county's incident rates. This is the first time that Sussex County has ever received such an award. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Mr. President, if you wouldn't mind, I've got the award here. Would you mind a photo op while we're on this subject?
Oh, certainly. Okay. He loves getting his picture taken.
Yeah, sure.
I would invite our staff to come down, please, and we'll take a picture real quick.
Thank you, our portrait.
Careful, that's a very expensive glass.
It's very expensive glass. I'm trying not to drop it.
Well, we get the two girls to
eat. Absolutely. It's Valentine's Day, right? Yeah, that's right.
Step in here, ladies. Or you can hold that thing. Nope. Tires don't drop, they cost a lot.
You're not nervous, are you, Mike?
No. That's a couple of flowers.
Here we go. 2-1. 2-1.
Okay, more picture, we're good. Thank you. you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Medlar, you're up. Hard to believe you're here again.